Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from October the 27th, 2022. My name is David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ, Dorsey Wright. And taking a look at yesterday's performance, we saw a positive one out of crude oil up over 3%, even emerging markets up over 1.5% there at 1.64, even saw EFA in positive territory. Most U.S. equity indexes, it was a bit of a mixed bag. We saw some in positive territory, most pull back, with the NASDAQ composite pulling back over 2%. With yesterday's action. Taking a look at the chart of crude oil this morning, we saw it return to a buy signal here. Still looking at some obviously overhead resistance that we've been battling with crude for a while. Have some here at 89 as well as at 93. It continues to sort of bounce around. So even with this buy signal, it's not changing the technical picture too much. As far as the S&P 500 goes this morning, we saw a continuation into a column of X's as it rallied up to 3880 before pulling back in the afternoon there and afternoon trading action. So still getting up here further to a column of X's likely means that we get to see some point of exhale or reversal down into column of O's. And that's where we look for a potential higher bottom man on many of these charts. So we'll keep an eye out for that. And we also wanted to mention with the S&P 500, looking at the asset class group scores page, we saw that S&P 500, that core market percentile rank group that we often talk about, the S&P 500 index funds group, move back above the score 3 for the first time since the middle of September. And really, we saw it do so after Tuesday's action, still hangs out above that level. So seeing continued further technical near-term improvement out of S&P 500 and S&P 500 related funds. From the indicator perspective, we did see the PT for the NYSE. We talked about the PT for SPX reversing up earlier this week. We now see the larger PT for NYSE universe reversing back into X's here as well at 30%, suggesting more stocks are moving back into a positive trend. And that is notable after we've fallen down to the lowest level we've seen since April of 2020 at 24% there. Additionally, from the indicator perspective, we did see the multiple buy for the NYSE. This indicator is going to measure the percentage of stocks giving consecutive point and figure buy signals on their charts, and doesn't tend to be one where you see a very high value out of it, not a very extremely high value, but we're getting a reversal off a low level of 6% here and up to 12%, suggesting that over a decile or over 10% rather, or 12% rather, are now trading on consecutive point and figure buy signals. So we're seeing some follow through, and this indicator reversing indexes and especially climbing in value continues to give us confirmation that we're seeing follow through to the upside by stocks as they can give consecutive point and figure buy signals. Interesting that we didn't note that we saw international equities up notably yesterday, lagging crude oil, but being the second best performing group really with yesterday's action. And when we take a look at the chart of EFA this morning, we saw it break a double top, returning to a buy signal there at 60, completing a bearish signal reversal pattern. And at this point, giving its first buy signal since giving a sell signal back here in May. So first buy signal since March, and this is the first time we've seen it on a buy signal since giving its sell signal back here in May. So seeing some positive developments near term out of international equities. Again, this is out of coming out of oversold territory. And as we saw, or as we will see with much of the action for performance wise, this is going to be that world ETF matrix that we have offered to Matrix subscribers. And this just uses a basket of ETFs to represent countries within the globe. And what we've done is we've looked at performance for this week. And what you'll notice is we actually have a pretty common theme of here. We're seeing a pretty good rebound out of a lot of European countries. Obviously with Sweden, Spain, France, Germany, Eurozone, Italy, all dominating right there. We even see Europe, Austria, Switzerland, the UK in there as well. So see pretty good rebound out of European countries with this week's action. We saw a pretty good rebound in emerging markets yesterday, primarily out of China and a couple others. But again, seeing some positive action out of these international equity space. And in many cases, as we'll see on the chart of IEV, since we saw a lot of Europe representatives being the ones that were carrying the torch this week, we thought we'd look at IEV for a good example. And again, it just gives confirmation that we're seeing a lot of these funds trade out of oversold position. For the case of IEV, we saw it complete a bearish catapult, and at this point is reversed back into a column of X's, rallied, broken that double top there, and continued up to 4150. Now, further technical improvement is needed. We've seen weekly momentum move back positive, and we've now seen our first buy signal, but obviously more buy signals showing follow through and also flipping a trend back to positive would be further indication that we're seeing technical improvement out of international equities. But we will keep an eye out for that and look for further improvements elsewhere within the market and bring those to your attention on this video as always. So feel free to give us a call if you have any questions at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice day.